I'm speaking with Dr. Anthony Ogin, an infectious disease expert with McLaren Macomb Hospital. What are you seeing on the front lines?
Boy, you know, since the last time we talked, there's been a lot of changes. We started seeing our first cases at McLaren Macomb. Geez, it seems like years ago, but it was just last week. And in McLaren, and like a lot of hospitals, we were flying in the dark without getting testing. And so it was a tad scary for us, you know, the doctors taking care of the patients and the nurses, until we had a few cases under our belt. We find that the disease, when they're sick enough to be admitted, is fairly characteristic, and it's pretty easy, once you've seen a few cases, to predict who has the disease and who doesn't.
Is your, like, ICU unit filled? Are there a lot of people on ventilators? What are we seeing? We hear this, but we don't know what some of the hospitals are seeing.
Yeah, we took the distinct consideration to isolate our hospital. You cannot come into our hospital as visitors just for precautionary purposes. But over the past couple of weeks or so, yes, we've had quite a few people coming into the hospital. We have started off with a relatively small COVID floor, but we've had to expand that to several floors of the hospital. We have that many cases. These are kind of like the walking wounded. But you have to be careful with these individuals because they can get sick respiratory-wise real quickly and need intubation.
How's the staff holding up?
I always look at the people in my hospital and in the other healthcare systems. You know, this is what we signed up for years ago. You know, that's why we went into healthcare, to take care of people. And I think extraordinarily the nurses and everybody from the housekeepers all the way up to administration have responded quite nicely here. One of my jobs is to take care of the patients and provide morale to the nurses and the staff, see how they do, and I do rounds not only on the patients, but I go through the hospital personally and I talk to the staff to find out how they're doing. Because there can be some anxiety, you know, and just sitting down and talking to them and reassuring them that we're doing the right thing. We now have a lot of PPE. When we first got started, yes, it's true what you heard in the news. We didn't have a lot of personal protection, but now over the past, 3, 4, or 5 days, we've gotten our personal protection up to where the nurses and everybody's comfortable with working in this environment.
What do you want the public to know?
Even those who are critically ill and are intensive care unit, a significant, if not the vast majority of these people, will recover as well. Sometimes, though, some of the moments are precarious, but we're having a great degree of success here, as well, I'm sure, other hospitals and institutions are.
Dr. Deanna Leitz, WWJ News Radio 950.